Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about shoplifting.
It's very bad. Don't do it, kids.
I knew it. I would have bet every amount of money that you're such an uptight person, you've never shoplifted.
I'm not uptight.
You are.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
You're a rule follower.
But I'll jaywalk.
Oh. Oh no, we
sometimes
got a badass over
I'll
here.
Run with scissors.
Oh, not just dumb.
No, I would not run with scissors.
Will you eat and then go swimming before an hour has gone by?
Yeah, did you know you're not supposed to brush your teeth within a certain amount of time of eating?
Because
it's
drinking
bad
coffee,
for
yeah.
your teeth.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, something
about the food and the acidity in it, and then you brush your teeth and it takes off the enamel.
She's got the smarts.
I have only heard that after if you puke, you're not supposed
that
to
too.
Do it. Because it's like
but you're that's rubbing the acid around.
Super acidic.
Is brushing, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to brush your teeth afterwards?
Yeah, no. I'm saying like, yes. Of course I do.
Okay.
Like, and I think it's weird that you can't.
Or yeah, you're not supposed
it's
to.
Frowned
it's like
upon.
Bad for you.
Here's the thing.
I've gotten us off the track.
We couldn't be farther off the track. We want to talk about shoplifting because Jesse Tyler Ferguson apparently once stole a porn mag.
Yep. And got caught?
He did get caught.
That's mortifying. Because not only are you stealing.
Yeah, getting caught stealing, like, you'd rather be caught stealing a Snickers because they're going to call your mom either way.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't say, oh, no, he did say 14 or 15. Okay.
Yeah. So this is the thing. We want to, I'd like to hear, like, I bet you everybody in this room has stolen something. Now, again, I just want to say this. We're not condoning it.
Also, no, I have not.
No, I'm saying everybody except you.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I'm not even, I know people probably think I'm a bad person. I'm not a bad person, but I went through a phase where it was just like, there's a little bit of.
So many kids did. It was like a weird thing you would do. And I don't understand why.
First off, we didn't have money. So.
Well, that makes me sad.
Once one of my friends stole like a necklace for his girlfriend. I was like, how'd you get that? I was like, oh, and then I went with him to the mall and he stole. And I was like, what? That was so easy. Like I couldn't believe how easy it was to
so
steal.
And you look so cool doing it too, man.
And like, so I did it. And I'm not proud of it.
Like, what'd you steal?
Earrings.
For a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And then your girlfriend had to walk around wearing stolen
She didn't
goods.
Know they were stolen.
I know. You were lying to her. You just started a pattern of bad relationships.
I found a gold ring and I put it on my finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not on like the marriage finger or whatever, but I had it on one of my fingers. And then I went into Macy's and then I just shoved earrings on the same finger. So it just looked like a bigger gold ring on my finger. Like, you know what I mean? So they were just, and I was like, I took them off the little thing and went, rrr, rrr.
You're giving me PTSD because I was with my best friend at the mall once and she stole a ring and got caught and the woman came running after us out of Claire's and I was like, oh no, I don't have anything. She said, not you, you to my friend. And then I had to walk around the mall alone.
Not you, not Hermione.
Not me, not Hermione. You're Harry.
Sorry.
It just we had Potter vibes.
And so, you just froze?
Me?
She's a rule follower. But look at her.
The Claire's employee, you're just like, oh,
bye. I don't what.
What do you mean we froze? Yeah, she said yo. Right. Stop yeah. that! Stop those girls. You, Harry.
I just.
It's always the mall. Has anyone ever paid for anything at the mall?
No, that's the point.
It was just
so stole from Claire's.
Okay, we're gonna get Aaron's story in a second, but like again, I want to say we're not glorifying it, but like we're just proving a point. Most of us,
it's very bad.
It's it is, of course it's bad. And we would never reward that behavior, but we want to hear your shoplifting story. 303-222-5423. Call that number, text that number.
It wasn't worth it anyways because I got away with it, but the necklace rusted so quickly.
That's what I'm saying. Like Aaron's, or I'm sorry, Erica's friend, Claire, you don't, as a Claire's employee, you don't even chase. It's worth $5.
Yeah, this was also so long ago that it's like, I don't know.
What, like, you, can you even prosecute?
She was also probably like 5 years older than us and was like, it's my job, you know?
Yeah.
She had to go to the mall prison.
It's not a prison.
The mall, still there.
Yeah.
There's dementors.
The mall police room.
Okay.
I visit her sometimes.
No, I was not even like subtle with it. I had one of those tiny like mini backpacks. And I really wanted a necklace that had my initial on it because that was like all the rage. So I took an E necklace, put my backpack on the ground, opened it up, threw it in there and like.
You weren't even subtle?
No.
And you didn't get caught and my friend did?
Because Aaron just looks like the wounded caribou. They just let her have it. They're like,
we're like, she needs that.
It's
she
like
needs
four
to be
bucks.
Cool.
It's going to rust out on her in like 3 days.
Yeah. I stole the one thing I stole. It was a tie clip. It was when we had to dress up on game days for basketball, and I wanted a tie clip, but it was like $40, and I'm not going to pay for that. And I remember showing it to my mom, and she's like, it's like $40, and we're not going to pay for that. And so I just slid it off the thing. And
you shoplifted with your mom?
Yeah, yeah. And I told her, too. I'm like, if you're either going to... I want it, so you got to buy it, or I'm going to steal it.
You told your mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of madman?
I'm like, I need this tie clip.
But did you need it or did you want it?
You wanted it.
No,
so
you don't need
did
it.
Did she see you wearing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
She knew you stole it.
I think she kind of blocked it out. She's like, he's not gonna. And I'm like, I'm gonna. And I did.
You're
that is
crazy.
So, that's so rebellious.
Yeah. And I don't like using that word.
Yeah. Huh?
That's not good.
What? What's
I can't believe
because she had no part in it. She has.
Yeah,
like,
but my biggest fear from stealing is my mom finding out.
Yeah.
And you did it with your mom right there.
Because I was 17 or something. I was just old enough where I was like, I need a tie clip. And it was, again, it was $40. And I make the argument they should have secured it better. I just slid it off the little box. Just like you did the rings. Come on, you're on my side.
No, I am not on your side.
None of you can yell at him.
Yes, I can.
I can yell at him.
That's so sad and true.
Yes.
Okay. Erica will yell at you when you call. But if you've stolen something, we want to hear what you got away with. If you don't want people to know, we have VD.
Mm-hmm. Voice disguiser.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about shoplifting and the weird things you've stolen. It's very strange that we're not celebrating it, right?
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
You're not? You guys aren't?
Can I just
say, what are we doing?
I think I ended a dude's military career.
What?
When I was running the like CD shop or whatever, I saw this dude, he was all jacked and like he shoved a CD down his pants, but it was like, and he's wearing a white t-shirt.
And you were like, I want to get some of that.
No, but like I could see, I looked at his white shirt and you could see Tiffany's face.
Mm. Who's Tiffany?
The artist?
I think we're alone now.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem, and I'm like, he's got Tiffany in his pants.
Right.
So then I got him busted and he starts crying and he's like, please don't turn me in. I'm like, I have to. And he's like, I'm leaving for the Navy in like 3 days. And then like, he's like, they won't let me go if I have a pending criminal charge. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Wait,
but it's like,
I would feel horrible. I would have let him go.
Why don't you just try playing this Tiffany CD when you get there and see if they welcome you or either way, it's going to go bad for you, man.
John.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Shoplifting. What happened? John?
John?
Okay. We gave John a... Shauna?
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Shoplifting. What'd you do?
So I was 8 years old and I stole 3 packs of cigarettes from the 7-Eleven.
You were 8?
Don't they keep them behind the people?
You know, well, back then they kept them up on the counter up front, right? And so I just popped off 3 of them when I was looking at the, like, bubble yum or whatever, and the guy didn't notice. And I got home and smoked the cigarettes in the park, and my friend ratted me out, and my cop dad took me back to the store and made me
cop
confess
dad?
And suggest that they arrested me at 8.
Why did you do that with a cop dad? Why would you do that?
At 8.
Because I had a cop dad.
Yeah.
You thought you wouldn't get in trouble.
I mean, you got to rebel at some point. But like my mom pointed out that really the guy who worked there should be the one who should be in trouble for letting the 8-year-old steal cigarettes on the counter.
Yeah. Lawyer mom.
Yeah.
Dad, lawyer mom.
That's literally my life. My dad was a sheriff. My mom's a lawyer.
And did you steal cigarettes when you were 8 years
cigarettes.
Old? Right, that's true.
The Claire's
things.
Necklace thing.
That's crazy.
I just don't understand the desire of an 8-year-old to smoke either.
Or?
Someone. Well, you know.
Right.
The look on Erica's face is just like your jaw can't get more open. You're appalled.
Thank you for your honesty, Shauna. Zach?
Yeah.
Shoplifting. What'd you steal?
I stole a Patagonia jacket.
It's a high price item.
It is.
How'd you get out with it?
Okay. So I got to tell you this story. I walk into the store. I'm not going to tell you which store, but it's at this mall that I always go to. And I went to Target before this, so I had like a Target bag. And I walk in and I shove this jacket in my bag. And this bag is like overflowing with like this puffy, like Patagonia jacket. And I was so scared. And I walk out, and there's these 2 security, like, cops. I don't know if they're cops or, like, security. And they were following me. And I was so scared. I went to the bathroom, and I just hid in there for, like, an hour. It was the scariest thing ever. And funny story, I still have the jacket, and I have never worn it since.
Oh,
because you're too afraid? Kind of, he's got a good story.
He's not. He had to hide in the bathroom for an hour. It wasn't worth it.
You should donate it.
Yeah.
Let it have a good,
I mean,
good
at
juju
this point,
on it.
I really should, you know, just give back to the community.
What size is it?
Yeah.
It's a large.
It's a large? So, I'll buy it for you. Yeah.
If you want
I'll trade you some packs of cigarettes for it.
Thank you for the call, Zach. Why didn't they bust him? I don't understand why they didn't bust him.
I don't know.
They followed him. Like,
Maybe they needed pause.
Oh. Megan?
Yeah.
Yes. Shoplifting. What'd you do?
When I was like about 4 or 5, my mom used to put me in those little Cindy Brady little dresses that had the little matching like panty things. And my brother talked me into little bloomers.
Does this have anything to do with the shoplifting or are you just trying to paint a picture?
a little bit. But my brother talked me into stealing a candy bar, and since I had those little things on, he told me just to put them in my underwear. And so I stole the candy bar, and I put it in my underwear, and we got back out to our little station wagon, and when we got into the car, we got into the back, and we took it out. We started to eat it, but it was all melted from being in my underwear.
Why did he get a cut? What did he do?
He was the planner. He's the mastermind.
He said, stick it in your pants.
The planner always gets a cut.
Lawyer brother.
Colton?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Shoplifting, what'd you steal?
Well, it really wasn't shoplifting, but when I was about like 11, 12, I ended up taking a sheriff's golf cart, and I accidentally crashed it through a garage door.
You were 11 or 12?
Yeah, my parents were pretty pissed off at me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
New rules apply. It's time for news or nope.
We're halfway through the week. No one has used a nope.
I'm about to use one, but here we go. Tiak.
Oh, that's right.
Erica. News News. No. No. News. No. News. No.
I have to get into character.
That was good though. She had what's the dude from Metallica?
Oh, what's his name?
James Hetfield. Yeah. You were like,
I had to really.
You were
like
you got
I
up
had
on
to,
the. You're
like my arms.
Like Rob Zombie or somebody. Like yeah.
I didn't want to let Diak down.
Yeah, you did not.
Yeah.
I think we found a pairing.
Yeah.
You guys nailed that.
Can you please or say slam in the back of my Dragula in that voice real quick?
Hold on.
Slam in the back of my what?
Dragula.
Dragula?
Okay.
Nobody knows those words, Aaron. That's such a weird thing to know.
Too much.
Rob Zombie words
I'm
are
not Rob Zombie girl.
Right. It's like yeah. That's all like
no.
Oh, great.
That's what he sounds like. He just ends every sentence with yeah.
Through the bridges and slam in the back of my Dragula. Guys, okay.
Who's Rob Zombie?
White Zombie? Wait, my God, people, we are off the rails. Can I just say, I bring this up every time. This is the one part of the show where we do hard news. And I think ABC, NBC, CBS is failing miserably by not adopting this model.
Right.
Just to see, like, the classic news anchor scrambling and singing Rob Zombie at the beginning going, the teleprompter's not working! Yeah! And they're just off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then they finally get it working. It's like, good evening.
Z is for cookie. That's good.
Okay, I just want you to know
me.
The C is for cookie is next to breaking news.
Sure.
There you go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Jason Segel is engaged. He is marrying So You Think You Can Dance alum Kayla Radomski.
Really?
The best day of his life. They've been together about 2 years. And she's like age appropriate for him. I'm really impressed. She is 11 years younger than him.
That's so sad.
No. Here's the thing. He is so handsome and so wonderful.
He's not
and
it, handsome.
He's
no,
he's a
I
good
like have
guy.
The hots for Jason Segel. Especially okay. now. Mm. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's definitely got a finer.
He's in Shrinking, right?
Yeah. Okay. But in Shrinking, he's playing disheveled dad. When he's on a red carpet.
Shut up, really?
He and I had an inside joke once, so I just actually, I wanted to talk about this just to
you
tell you that.
Literally just had to wipe drool off your mouth.
No.
You were like, nah.
No, he and I had like, a, no, I had a hair on
yeah,
my
sure
mouth.
You
it
did.
Was weird.
In Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he goes full frontal.
Yeah.
He's nude.
That part's a little weird. I don't really want to see
weird?
Anyone's ding dong unless we're in the moment, you know?
Okay.
So anyway, he's marrying this really cute girl.
Yay.
They've been together 2 years. Very happy for him.
Okay,
and
great.
Also, he's hot.
All right.
Agree to disagree. Good evening.
I will start off by saying I do have two things, but they're both very quickly.
You don't get to do this.
They're breaking news. They're breaking news. The first one is that it was 2 years ago today. Well, I guess this isn't breaking.
How is that breaking? Here's my breaking news story. 2 years ago.
In the back of my Dracula.
What?
It was 2 years ago today that the Titan submersible disappeared.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That was 2 years?
2 years ago today. Oceangate, the documentary.
Yeah, you don't watch it.
You have to watch it. It's wild.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies even thinking about what happened. Like,
But dude, if you're going to die, it's
because it's just poof, right?
Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, everything that was you is over in an instant. It's like a nuclear bomb. It's just like,
yeah.
Bye. You're just squished.
But you'll
you're
never find me in a small enclosed space like that.
Oh, God, no.
Well,
no, yeah, no amount of money.
Everything leading up to it, like finding out that the Titan was outside for a year and a half and like.
Just getting sunbaked and like the
and
seals
like,
are all.
The guy was controlling it with a little like Xbox remote.
For sure,
Xbox,
I saw that it was
but,
an Xbox controller. Yeah. That's, yeah. Oh, my God.
It was.
So you recommend the doc,
up.
Though.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Okay.
And then my other thing, this one is breaking. We finally have a Karen Reed verdict. She was the woman, it's on the East Coast, I don't remember
Boston
where.
Boston area.
Boston, where she, I'm trying to say it without giving away the verdict. She was charged with killing a cop by like running him over.
It was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
They found her not guilty.
Did we expect that?
So hard to say. Yeah. It is the most complex case. It's been playing out on TikTok. I'm fascinated by this case. I can't wait to hear, like, I'm going to read more about it.
And there's a doc about this too, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a doc about, this was the second trial because the first one ended in mistrial, right?
Yeah.
So there's a doc about the first trial. So I'm hoping they were making
one for
this. And
there totally will be one about this one because everyone is saying that the judge, like, purposefully confused the jury and, like, helped skew it. Like, it's a lot.
But did you guys want her to get off? Or did you not want her to get
off? To be honest, I don't know.
Because
I did stop paying attention during this trial. So
I paid attention.
You're invested.
And both sides, because there was a possibility that he was killed by other people, the other side, convincing as well.
Mm.
So.
Wow. Mm.
Okay. Well, we don't have time for any stories from you, TX. No, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My first of 8 stories here.
Just breaking regs, man.
This is an update on what we had before. The human remains that were found outside of Taylor Swift's home, who she allegedly killed, found.
Or allegedly didn't kill. I mean, either way you say it, it works.
Wait, yeah. There was never a question that Taylor Swift killed this person.
Oh, but it was just happened to be right by her house. Woo, coincidence?
Why would you ever...
The plane just went by.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift is circling the radio station. Keep talking.
Near your home.
Because that's what you do. That's where you bury people. I don't know. It does feel like Taylor Swift is just like coming down on the bit. What is that?
They're jets. We have the Air Force Base. They're running.
Yeah, okay. They're running sorties.
Now that those loud noises have started, I don't feel comfortable finishing this story anymore. I'll just note myself on that one. My second story.
Do you really have more than one?
Is that a survey finds that 1 in 10 women occasionally wear this of their man's.
Boxers?
Ooh. I'm going to just say, when they wear the shirt, it's so cliche.
Yes.
It's so hot. I know it's so cliche. It's so hot.
Wait, so when my fiance gets back tomorrow, I should just be wearing a button down of his?
Like full Tom Cruise in that?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh my God.
I've never done that.
It actually plays harder when it's the one he was wearing the night before.
Like
if you guys were at a wedding or whatever and then you come out in his shirt. You know what I'm saying?
When does this ever happen?
It's definitely happened to me, for sure. Like you go to a destination wedding or whatever, and you get back to the hotel room and like you go in to brush your teeth and you come out or whatever and she's standing there in your shirt and that's it. And you're like, hello, hi.
Usually we're rushing to the airport.
Okay. I'm going to, boxers.
1 in 10 you said?
Yeah, 1 in 10 admit to it.
Because sweatpants would be more.
I think
so,
yeah.
That'd be like 9 out of 10.
Wearing his, well, we're out of time, so we won't be able to tell this answer. We've never done that. What if we don't give the answer till tomorrow?
No, we have to because I want to know.
You're going to have to listen to News or Nope.
You're lying.
Tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in a debate in the studio over something
hobby
I didn't
horsing.
Think. No, what?
It's hobby horsing. Sorry.
Yes, we're trying to figure out who's a horse girl in the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're one of two things.
You're what?
Either a horse girl or a dolphin girl.
Yes, totally.
Every girl chooses at some point, I think.
Wow.
That's really a thing?
I've heard that before. I have not come
and
up with that.
And now hearing that makes me change my opinion about Erica.
You think she's a dolphin girl?
Yeah, more than a horse girl.
I think she's a pretend horse girl.
But why do you think I'm a pretend horse girl?
Because you confided in me that you've been bucked off a horse. So
I have been bucked off a horse.
You give horse girl energy, but you're...
That's not good, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like, the horse girls that I grew up with were like, eating grass at recess.
Yeah.
And I was
need
not,
you to
for the record.
Like, they pretend they're a horse. They, like, put their head in like, the grass and go, woo! No, they don't. Yeah. No, they don't.
They would pretend that they were a horse and, like...
Shut your mouth. They do not
over.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the hobby horsing is that. No,
but not as adults, when you're kids.
I'm saying when I was a kid, I would, like, pull long grades of grass and put it, like, you chew the white of it. The white of the grass is actually kind of good.
That's so
like if
gross.
You can pull
that is
a root
literal
up.
Dirt. A dog probably peed on that.
So what?
Ew.
No, it doesn't.
This is why I'm not a horse girl. Like I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
You don't have to eat grass to be a horse girl. You just have that energy. Like you want super tight riding boots. Like you just have the. Am I crazy? Is she a dolphin girl or a horse girl?
I see.
I see Dolphin Girl for sure.
I don't
but
see
what's
Dolphin.
What's a Dolphin Girl?
Girl.
But okay, so here's why this upsets me is I have this whole group of friends who wholeheartedly believes that I'm a horse girl like to this day. And now this isn't going to help my case. I did go to horse camp. And I went to Girl Scout camp.
That was... Who else in the room?
I did.
A horse camp?
It's a horse girl.
So your parents wanted you to be a horse girl?
No. My mom would have loved it. She owns,
oh, that's right. Your mom
My mom,
owns
she
horses.
Literally owns like, I don't even know how many horses.
Like doesn't, wow. She doesn't keep yeah. them. She like owns racehorses.
Yeah, like thoroughbreds. Oh. And yeah.
So like, yeah.
I guess here's the thing. I was a horse girl. Are you playing horse sound?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was a horse girl. I am not a horse woman.
Are you a dolphin woman?
No, I'm just a woman.
Know, that no kind of sounded like a nay.
No. Like, I just feel like there's adult horse girls, right? There's kid horse girls. Yeah. I think Aaron and I both were. Adult horse girls is a whole other thing. And that's what this other group of friends thinks I am.
So what's keeping you from it, though? Just because you got bucked off?
I'm cooler than that.
No, because I think some of the like coolest women, like kind of horse girls are elite once you're a woman. Am I crazy?
Well, it's super expensive.
Yes.
Like, and when you get the...
Not that rich.
Yeah. Well, like Kendall Jenner is a horse girl and...
Kendall Jenner is such a horse girl.
Yeah.
See, and then now I'm like, well, maybe I want to be a horse
See,
girl.
See, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
Supermodel?
I mean, wouldn't you want a pet horse?
No.
That seems like a lot of work.
I mean, take the money out of it, but like just the dream of having a pet horse.
No.
Either
I'm,
of you.
I'm quite like, scared of that now.
I would love that.
And
but I am also very allergic.
But you would still love it.
Yeah.
Because you're a horse girl.
Jesus, yeah. Wounded caribou heart. Over yeah. here. What do you do? Like here, for me, like having miniature golden doodles
mm-hmm.
and they poop like a Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen horse poop?
It's a lot.
You don't want to own a horse, man. Like unless you're sick, yeah. wealthy, and someone else will pick up after it.
But it's
you don't
the dream.
Pick up
you wake
poop.
Up in the morning, you go down, you comb,
no.
brush its hair and stuff.
So you're
go
a
for
horse
a little ride.
Boy?
No, I'm saying my wife is. That's like she would love that.
That's her
she,
dream.
She would love for us to own a horse somewhere. I'm like, I don't, the backyard's kind of small, honey.
But then what's a dolphin girl? Does she want to own a dolphin?
A dolphin
I don't understand.
Girl, no. Loves dolphins deeply. Grew up wanting to be a marine biologist. Went through a dolphin obsession phase. Probably did some sort of dolphin swim experience on vacation and still talks about it. Wore dolphin shirts or like the Lisa Frank dolphin stickers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I figured it out.
What?
I'm not a horse girl. I'm not a dolphin girl.
What are you?
I'm a mermaid girl.
Oh.
And
what's
I
that?
Had a mermaid club when I was too old for that.
Right after horse camp?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Time for Other People's Problems, OPP for short. You can get all of them on the Odyssey app, but we spell it wrong.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I just don't think it's that wrong.
It's completely wrong.
It's not.
When you hear the word Odyssey, you go, oh, like Chris Nolan, the director of Batman, is making the Odyssey. He's making that movie next. He's going to do that. Do you think he's spelling it with an A?
Well, no, because that's a book. And it's a really long one.
Okay, but all I'm saying is, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can catch our podcast on there as well. Hack, what's happening with OPP?
We have Haley today. She has a potential red flag with her boyfriend that she's been chewing on for a little bit.
Mm. Okay.
Chewing. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
When TX says something like that, it's got a little suspicious tone to it. So what's going on?
So I've been dating my boyfriend for like 4 months now.
Okay.
And I really like him. It's going great. Except for one thing. Mm. He's extremely picky when it comes to eating. He's a very picky eater. Like, really picky.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, Haley. I'm laughing that I now know why T Hack said
Yeah.
Like, he only eats chicken nuggets, mac and cheese. Like, you know how nutritionists say you're supposed to have like a very colorful diet, like basically eat all the colors on your plate.
His is
he
beige.
He only eats like like beige. Exactly. Gross. He eats like a little 8-year-old.
Yeah, that would give me the ick.
The ick? Yeah. Oh my God. Can I just
That's a really reasonable ick. Sorry.
I
screamed too quickly.
No,
at you.
It just drives me crazy. And I don't want to bring up your past, Erica.
Oh gosh.
But you have admitted on this show that you were very sad and you felt very alone.
Oh, I was very alone, not very sad.
But I mean, you were just like, I'm going to be alone forever.
Yeah, I did have those days.
And then it's like, oh, I found a great guy. Oh, but darn it, it's his diet's wrong. So bye, do over, throw
imagine
him back.
Imagine going on dates with someone and all they ever have is just beige on their plate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
It's on their plate.
Thank you.
Thank you, T-Hack.
T-Hack is the one to order beige, so I know. Leave him out of this.
I don't understand.
Order what you want. Yeah. Get all the colors of the rainbow.
But also, go experience new food. You might like it.
And also, live a while, would ya? Okay, actually, yeah. T-Hack, I'm really sorry. I'm worried about your health.
We made this really personal in the studio, and like we're going to bring it back to
it's
you.
It's weird, like, but they're acting like, oh, who likes mac and cheese? Everybody?
Everybody.
So what's wrong? I don't understand. What's wrong with that?
You can have it every once in a while.
Who likes chicken nuggets? So is it like nobody or is it literally everyone? Everyone? Haley, is it everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
He's on his high horse today.
That is so true. I don't know what to do with it. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Okay, so why didn't you notice this right away? I don't understand why it's just seeping into your psyche after 4 months. Or is it just finally getting on your nerves?
No, I definitely did not notice it right away because, like, the first handful of dates, we were, like, going to concerts, you know, basketball games, sporting events, whatever. And it's, like, normal there to grab, like, you know, a hot dog, cotton candy, slice of pizza.
He could still eat beige.
You know? What?
He could eat beige.
He could eat beige.
He was taking
those...
you to beige events.
But no, not beige events. Much. The events were great. The food at the events were beige.
That's, yes.
Yeah.
So... Okay, and then all of a sudden, how did you figure it out? Did you go to a nice restaurant and he asked for the kids menu, or what happened?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him, honestly. I feel like every time we go to a restaurant, now he'll kind of be like, hey, I'm going to take, you know, like this sandwich, but can you take away the onions, the spinach, he'll be that guy at a restaurant that's like, basically, I just want meat and cheese.
Okay. Real quick, we have to disqualify T-Hack officially from this OPP.
He'll be that guy ordering what he wants at the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
What a weirdo.
Okay, you know what? I have a question for T-Hack. Since you sound similar to this man, what happens when your wife wants to go somewhere nice?
Then I'll find some on the menu that I like.
And take off all the veggies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his wife will... kind of hide the truth of what it is and be like, you might like this. Didn't that recently happen?
Oh my gosh.
She tricked him. She told him it was a dumpling and it was gyoza. Yeah. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But you didn't really know what was happening.
Also, pretty beige.
Pretty beige.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. What are you asking, Haley? Like, are you asking permission from us to break up with him over his beige food habit? Or are you asking... Is there a way? Because I don't think there's a way. Listen, my daughter's 14. I don't mean to throw her under the bus. I love her with all my heart. But she is this person, too.
She's 14. It's acceptable.
No, it's not. Because by now, she should have started to come out of it. And she's not coming out of it. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've done gun to the head. And she doesn't eat that broccoli. And she's like, oh. And she eats it. But it's like, You can't change what somebody likes.
And isn't that an argument to that point? Like, because you are a food guy. You cook, you make all yes. sorts of different foods. I grew up in the Midwest. It's obviously there's not as many options. It's like we weren't exposed to as many different kinds of foods. Yet I am a picky eater and your daughter is a picky eater.
Right.
Even though she's been exposed Correct. To everything. So does that just mean some people just are that way? Like no matter what you expose them to or try to get them to
but
try.
But it would be healthier if she weren't. It's not right. a healthy way to eat.
Right.
It really isn't. You need some green.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about your lack of vegetables, T-Hack.
Okay.
And
okay, not a response.
Yikes.
But I'm not married to T-Hack, so I actually don't care that much.
But let's pretend you are. No, but just for real, I want T-Hack to eat better. We went to Jing, and I was like, dude, you're going to put this in your mouth. And he ate it. He was like, that was not bad. And then he flicked the tomato off and everything for his subsequent bites. But I didn't care. But it's like, I got him to try a bite. But what difference does it make? I pull the whole thing over. I eat it. I enjoy the tomato, jalapeno, wagyu, whatever it was, all that. And then he's eating chicken fingers. Who cares? Like, I still had my experience. What difference does it make what he's eating?
I want to go to a sushi place. Go. And with my...
Yes, he can get a bento box. That's what they're for.
Would you eat a bento box?
I don't know what's in it.
It's like there's like meat skewers usually. It's like rookied to the rookiest point.
Yeah,
maybe. I'd maybe eat the box. It's pretty beige.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Haley, do you see yourself potentially marrying this guy if the food thing was not the problem?
I mean, yes, yes. And that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know. Like, can I actually really be with someone who is that picky of an eater? Because, like, you know, nice in when we order out, like, it's inevitable. Like when you're in a relationship, you're going to be sharing food with one another. And it's like, it's also inevitable that you'll just be like, you'll cave and be like, all right, let's just get that. Let's just get a full cheese pizza or whatever. Like, and I'm going to start eating his way. Like, can I do that for the rest of my life? I don't know. Is it doomed?
Yeah. And your wedding can be catered by Buffalo Wild Wings, probably.
Ooh, do they and do like, that? Would they do that?
You're already married.
Sorry. The Beige Palace. I'm sure there's a food emporium. Hang on. We're going to get you some advice. I just want to say, and I don't mean to personalize this, and I kind of already went at Erica. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm out there, like, in this dating world, and if there was this perfect, I love sushi, I love Italian food. If there was this perfect girl, we're relations compatible, we, like, make each other laugh. Everything's great. And then she's eating chicken fingers. Are you serious that I'm supposed to kick her to the curb? That's really what you think should happen.
I would potentially feel that I was missing out on a part of my life.
You're not. Eat whatever you want.
Yeah, I view it. It's like music. Like, it's like, well, you could listen to new songs every time you turn on the radio, on your whatever, but you have songs you like. And it's like, well, try new ones. You might like them. Like, but I like this, and I know I like this band, so I'll just enjoy this band. Get off my case. Like, why? How is it different?
You're not making a good case for people who listen to the radio.
Well, how about you, Swiftie?
What about
try me? New bands?
I do all the time.
Yeah, but you still keep coming back to Taylor. And that's she's the thing, as beige as beige gets.
There's nothing wrong with coming back to Taylor, but you have to experience other things to make sure that you still kind of like Taylor.
But he knows, and Haley's man knows. Like, I don't like T-Ack. I'm looking at his face, and it says, do not put a tomato in my head. It says that. His face says that. Look at it. It says that. Like, he doesn't have to try it again to know he doesn't want it. I don't have to try ranch. I know I don't like it.
What about
there you go.
Teaching Haley's future children food stuff?
Well, I think we can end on that. That well-thought-out argument. Don't you? I mean, shouldn't we just, Your Honor, like, just stop right there? Food, stuff, shoebox, tree.
Nutrition!
Okay. Haley needs to know, should she dump her beige-eating man or find some way to fix him? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking to Haley, and she's got what we're calling a beige food boyfriend.
It might just be a beige boyfriend at this point.
Okay. And she feels like he sandbagged it, like he held it in, only took her to like sporting events where he could get by with a hot dog or chicken fingers or whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's so icky.
Well, Well, and we did have a texter point out, and I'm kind of sad that I didn't think about this. He could have ARFID. We know someone who has
it. Oh my gosh. Well, now I feel bad.
What's that? The thing where you're like food
avoidant
hurts.
Restrictive intake disorder.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that's the case,
which
that's
you never
a
know.
Simple conversation he should have had with her.
Yeah. Or maybe he doesn't know that he has it yet. Go to the doctor.
I'm just saying, though,
yeah.
I can see both sides. She's like, I feel like he sandbagged me, and this could be enough reason to not be with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm just saying, like, if you find a person who's seems right for you, what they eat doesn't feel like it right. Like, if he hurts puppies or treats servers bad,
right.
That's bad. But if he, like, if he just puts the wrong food in his mouth, so what?
What about health, though? That's a serious question. Don't
you
want to
ride your fiance about what he eats?
No, but we both together eat really healthy on weekdays and then like garbage on the weekends.
Balance.
Yeah, it's called balance.
Patrick.
Yai.
What do you think?
Yeah, this comes from a place of personal experience
okay.
where Ooh. You just put away some of the pretentious, petty things. My wife, banging hot, grew up in Hawaii, blonde hair, blue eyes. She eats some of the weirdest crap you've ever seen in your life. She eats this one thing called a Spam Musubi.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things.
Gosh.
It's so good.
It's so gross.
I don't care if she goes to the dentist and bleaches her mouth five times. I won't kiss her for a month.
Yeah, the Spam Musubi is gross.
I could eat it for every meal.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
But she is a fabulous mother. She's so kind. She's incredible. Like, I'm telling you.
It's not a reason to dump somebody because they put the wrong stuff in their mouth.
Let the dude eat a chicken nugget and be a proper gentleman the rest of your life. I mean, come on.
Hmm. Well said, Patrick. Thank you for the call.
Kind of feels like you picked a side, Sucker.
Robin?
Yai.
My side is desperation, Erica.
I'll date anyone.
I don't care what you eat. Have a ranch mouth. I don't care. No, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
A ranch mouth.
Hey, Robin, what do you think?
I think I'm on his side for sure. Like, that's the biggest problem she has with him is because he doesn't want to eat different food. Are you kidding me?
I don't think it's about we want to eat different food, though. It's like she wants to go to a nice restaurant and he's going to go, but there's no chicken fingers. Then what?
Then
he orders something else. I don't like sushi. I go to sushi bars with my boyfriend. He doesn't make me order sushi because I don't eat it. I don't like it.
Like, Tia,
he's not breaking up with me because...
If you are the beige food boy, you don't push it on your wife. You don't go, we can only... You're like, hey,
you
babe.
Take that burden.
You're like,
I do, yeah.
I will find something.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I hate it so much when everyone goes, oh, try it. It's like... Leave me alone. I'm leaving you alone. You should leave me alone.
Yeah,
like,
you want to order chicken cacciatore? Get after it. Yeah. I don't want that.
Have you noticed anything with your kids?
Let him eat what he wants.
Being picky?
Like, it doesn't have anything to do with the kids either. My God, they've been dating 4 months.
Robin knows my kids.
Thank you for the call, Robin.
Robin is mad.
She's fired up. But yeah. I mean, like, I'm sorry. I know this was just Haley's problem, but it's like, I just think... I'm going to get on my horse one more time. We're so disposable. You're so perfect. You're so perfect. Oh, one thing wrong. Bye. And it's like, what?
But you are a food guy.
I am.
We all go.
But if there was this gorgeous...
She says, give me a leaf. That's all I'm going to eat. You would not have as much fun with her when you're out.
But I'd have more fun with her while we're in. You know what I mean? Like... Mm-hmm. You got to choose your battles. I mean, would I prefer somebody that I could take to Italy and we could just get crazy? Yes. But if
she's perfect, then
if she's perfect in other ways, like why are your kids beige food kids?
No, they're not at all. They'll try anything. They'll try anything. Yeah.
But you're also, and I'm not putting words in your mouth. I don't like white and creamy things, but I'd open Go-Gurt for my kid.
Oh, because yeah. I try not to put any of my stuff
on them.
You
don't show them. You're not like, eh.
Right.
Well, then you're a very good person. We don't know about Haley's boyfriend.
Chad.
Hey.
What do you think Haley should do here?
Well, I was a very, very picky eater until I was about 30, and then I got over it.
30?
It is possible to change.
got
your taste
over
buds
it
do change
at 30.
When I was in my 20s, when I was in my teens, I would eat taco with meat and cheese only. I would eat a burger with only ketchup and some only ketchup and cheese, nothing else. I didn't like anything that wasn't beige. I was very bad. But I got to about 30 and I was like, you know what? I'm tired and bored of eating. And I got to get some better food. And I started trying more stuff. And I tried sushi and I tried Indian food. And I did. Now I eat a lot. I don't eat everything. There are definitely stuff that's picky. But, you know, it is possible to change. It's not something you're stuck with for your entire life.
Good for you.
I'm just not bored yet. I'm kind of hungry for that burger he described, actually. It's
just
good.
Ketchup and cheese, ooh, man. Yeah. Gross. Sandy?
Yay.
What do you think?
So, my opinion... Let me get away from the kids. They're crazy. I called when I was driving. I had to get them all in. So, I just think, you know, I don't think food is something to leave someone over.
Thank you.
If he just, you know, likes something beige, let him have it. But also, has she tried making him a meal, cooking something, you know? Do you want to try something I make for you for dinner?
Oof. That's a big risk, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, that would hurt my feelings. If I worked all day and made this thing, and then, like, my beige food girlfriend was like, ew.
It's helped me a lot, having my wife cook different things for me, but she started out slow. Like, she didn't jump from the hot dog to the sushi. Like, we're going to work our way up.
That's kind of how I was with
my
husband.
It's hard to jump from a hot dog to sushi.
Kind of the same thing on this end. So I've been, I mean, I think I'm a, you know, self-home chef. I have three kids at home and my husband. But he, I mean, if he could, he'd probably eat, you know, burgers, hot dogs, pizza, and a big steak every once in a while.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I try cooking different things. And so far, you know, I haven't had any complaints, but at the end of the day, if you're going out to a restaurant, you know,
it's on them to figure it out. And you should just mind your own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I'm eating a hamburger in the car outside of the restaurant, mind your own business.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
We've talked about my teeth a lot on this show. It's been kind of a lightning rod. Aaron.
I don't know how it's a lightning rod. You have the best teeth I've ever seen.
And that's what I hate.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate it?
Because I'm so jealous. Because I do not have strong enamel. I always go in with cavities. Like, no matter how much I brush, how much I floss. Yeah.
Same. Bad teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, you've gotten cavities and stuff before?
Oh, my gosh. I've got crowns.
I've got crowns at least four of my molars are crowns, and I'm now discovering, like, I'm catching so much food up there that I think my gums are receding to the point that I have to go get
implants.
No, like, they graft. I don't know where they pull it from. You know, like, when you get a skin graft,
what?
They pull, like, butt skin and put it on your face.
They do it the top of your mouth.
They do.
Oh, they pull stuff off the top
of
my mouth.
It's not going to be good if you have to do that. We're going to be off the air for weeks.
No, I think I'll be fine.
Wouldn't it feel like, you know, when you burn the top of your mouth?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it feel like that?
I don't know.
Forever?
I don't know. And they, I think
I'd
my dentist.
Do the butt scan, I think.
What if it's you hairy?
Hairy butt.
Guys!
Yeah.
What skin would be closest to gums if not your butt? Kind of like,
Probably, yeah.
I don't think there's any comparison.
Ew.
Truly.
Did you just?
Yeah. From under. I think you would have to be from there.
No.
Well, where else are you going to get it from?
What kind of texture is happening?
Inside your mouth?
Mm.
I would like. Or inside your mouth? Yeah, great question.
I'm just saying. It's the no man's land. You know what I'm saying.
I do know, yeah.
I want to go back to his teeth. I don't want to talk about
this. Erica gives us one two-syllable, ew, then I just want more. And I want more. I want her to keep doing it.
I'm so upset right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what they do for the skin graft thing, but I think I have to have one.
Yeah, roof of your mouth.
Yeah, okay. And I've never had a cavity. I've never.
Like, legitimately, zero.
I would say I'm thrilled for you, but I'm actually pissed.
Exactly.
I'm with Aaron.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind
so
of irritating.
I'm so happy for you. I love that for you. I hate you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't even love that for you.
But I think I'm going to come over to the cavity side pretty quick here.
Ha. There's something. We've discussed this before, but dude, you know, this just came out and people will scream at their radios if I'm wrong, but I really think it's a real thing. There's a bacteria that has to live in your mouth for you to even get a cavity. And like parents give it to their kids.
By kissing
like,
them?
Your kid that from some or sharing a spoon, like and like I think there's legitimately a thing that if you just keep that out of your kid's mouth, they'll I don't think like you weren't kissed a lot as a child or something. Cause like it's I don't mean to be rude, but you eat a lot of sweets, dude.
Yeah, I do.
You should have cavities and you don't get them.
But I brush regularly. I've always brushed regularly.
Do you floss? And then
I do floss now. I floss. For a long time, I didn't floss when I didn't have health insurance. And so I just didn't go to the dentist for a long time. And I had, then I finally went back and it took two. I had to go back twice for them to finish cleaning. And I was like, never again. Cause it hurt.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like you're bleeding and then
and
you can tell they're so annoyed with you and they're like, okay, well that's all we can do for today. No. Like book another, we'll see you tomorrow. And you're like, oh, sorry. This is supposed to be a routine checkup.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got a text from my dentist yesterday. I got it. I'll read it out loud. It says, hello, your appointment with our dental studio for 3 months from now has been canceled. If you have any questions, you can respond to this message or give us a call. That's the message I got.
Well, of course you have questions.
Yeah.
How do you know you're going to be out 3 months from now? What the hell are they doing?
So
maybe the dentist booked a vacation.
Did someone accidentally cancel for you?
I don't know, but here's the thing. Guess I'm not going to the dentist anymore. Because that's the only time you schedule it is when you're there and they have you in the chair and they're like 6 months
from
now and you
do it. You can just respond and say, can I reschedule?
But where's the motivation?
I'm out.
Slacker, you're with me. You are with me. I know you are. If the doctor cancels, you're out.
I hate how much, dude, they don't get it.
No, because
women don't get it because they like you could have a mole festering on your body. This is why I have to get married again because I need somebody. I need somebody checking me over.
Right.
And going, that doesn't look right.
Right.
Or like, wait, it's been a long time since you went to the dentist. Like, yeah, they canceled on me. I was like, you didn't make another appointment? No. You make the appointment while you're there.
I don't even know when the appointment is until it shows up. How do I know?
Right.
6 months from now,
no,
when can I go again?
This is how men think.
No, I know.
Like,
you have
to take your fiancé to his first appointment, and then the hygienist or someone else will hook him for the next one, and that's their job. And they just shook him off the chain. He is out.
You just call back.
He doesn't even know what
You literally don't even have to call. You text back.
Nope.
That's what it says.
Nope. They just...
I'm off.
He's out.
Yeah. Huh? I'm out of the cycle.
And how's your wife going to feel?
Well, I got home and I went on this same rant. I'm like, I guess I'm done. It's over.
Don't tell her.
How would I possibly
go? You don't tell her.
Turns out she has canceled it because we're finding a new dentist. So that's why. That's how involved I am with
she
our dental
canceled
activity.
It for you.
What?
I think they canceled all of the... She informed them that we're going to find a new dentist. And so they were like, okay, no, you're all done. And so I don't know when I'm going to go back. I got to wait for her to let me know.
There's a whole other topic in this. Because this happened to me. Like, my ex-wife got sick of our dentist. And she was like, puh. She flipped him off and was like, we're done. He's done. And I'm like, I love that guy. He gave me gas every time I went in there. And not the kind. He gave me nitrous for a cleaning, man. I was high as a kite the whole time. And she got tired of him. She was like, we're done. I'm like, no, you're done. Like, do I have to, if we're going to the same dentist, I got to follow her play? No, I do not.
Well, now you're not married.
No, that's not why.
Is that the last time you went to the dentist?
No!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need a family meeting. Oh my God, wait, that's okay.
Yeah, or like the last time I had a family meeting, my parents split up.
It is always bad, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's always in the kitchen.
Yeah, ours was on the couches watching the Grammys.
Oh no!
Yeah, mom and dad, it's totally fine. I'm fine.
Hold on. Did they call it a family meeting and then it was just like...
I don't really remember, I only
Hold
remember...
Hold on guys, Taylor might win.
Well, no, this was pre-Taylor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just remember... The sadness after.
Were you distracted occasionally and kind of watching the Grammys?
No, we turned it off.
Oh, you turned it off.
Well, this is actually taking... we shouldn't go here. This is taking me back to a dark place.
I'm trying to remember. It feels like The first time we told the kids we were getting a divorce was in the garage.
The first time?
Well, because we had said we were going to get a divorce and then we didn't.
Really?
We like gave it a whirl a little longer.
My parents did that as well. The second time was a breeze, though, when they're like, okay, it's really happening now.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're like, I already warned this.
Hello?
The yeah. VMAs were on.
Yeah, right. Like, at what point in the year were we?
Okay, this is, I think, a good family meeting.
How about just like a team snack? Forget it.
Family meeting. we need, because I think we had a, I think we called it a family, this is going to get weird for Erica probably, but I think we called it a family meeting when Steve left.
I think so, yeah.
Mm. We did. See, and like, that was sad for everyone, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't turn off all the TVs, but it was most of them.
Oh, that was much like.
Oh, well, it is like a divorce. It was. It was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not like because you don't love each other.
Right.
Right. We don't have to. It was more like
one of us has cancer and.
So no, it was in the living room.
Right. It was.
Or in the kitchen,
God,
sorry.
This is okay. Can we just start over?
Yeah.
Okay. Family meeting. I hope that doesn't conjure up any weird memories for anyone. Couple things. We are really, we've slacked hard on the Color I Do list, but we're about to, like in a week, things are going to go nutso.
Yeah.
We haven't necessarily slacked. We did a lot of planning.
Yes.
And then it's going to go nutso because we planned. Because
mm-hmm. So many of the things on the list are like, oh, you need a resignation. Manitou Springs, where do you get off? You're a hill with stairs. Who gets a reservation for a hill with stairs?
I agree.
Yeah.
But I say we boycott it.
No,
why even do it?
You don't have to go.
At this point. You
Who
know?
Is going to Manitou?
Yeah.
That's like next Saturday, right?
Yeah, me. TBD on fiance because the dog is getting neutered.
I get it. So,
which was part of this family meeting. I needed to let you guys know.
Your dog's in their pee-pee cut?
That's not
what happens.
Well, the back end. Okay.
Yeah.
It's in the vicinity of the pee-pee.
Yeah, they told me after daycare yesterday that he was mountain dogs.
He's little.
I know. They said that's why it wasn't really a big deal, but that he was.
Because he's not getting anywhere.
This Aaron short little in. Leg.
Hold on. I got a
little.
Okay, no.
Make it okay.
I was okay. Okay, so Aaron, is anybody coming with you? Or are you even
going
to go?
No, I'm for sure going. I haven't extended the invite to anyone. I didn't know if it was like reservation per person or just group.
I think we have six.
Okay.
T-Hack.
I'm going to try to go. I'd be by myself, though.
Try.
He's got kids.
Yeah. And we're doing something.
Oh!
I've got kids and we're doing something the next day, too.
Yeah, we're going to Bob's Atomic Burgers. We're mm-hmm. looking at you, Bob's. Mm-hmm. What is that, the 29th?
27th. 29th.
29th, we're coming to Bob's, yeah. And then yeah. we're
and also, that's a dumb excuse, because we have potentially a baseball game on the 26th.
We're going to that.
Yeah. If we'll you're going to Metallica on the 27th, me, Incline 28th, and then Bob's and Coors on the 29th. So this, we have something the next day, do more things.
Yeah,
come
do
on.
More things.
Wait, you guys, but...
I have kids.
What did you say?
Yeah, you said that. Well,
I said it, and I'm with you.
Okay.
I even am nervous because of my dog.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You can get out of Manitou.
And it's like the whole day. It's like an hour down there. Yeah. You said it's at least 3 hours to do it. Then it's at least over an hour to get back. It's a whole, that's a huge chunk
away.
It'll
take you 3 hours total while you're there. But it's still,
plus
you're
the
right.
2 hours of travel.
Yeah,
plus
so
the meat and the...
Yeah.
Plus,
okay. Yeah. I'm
plus the ambulance ride.
You know what? Now it's just no. Maybe if a different group's going.
Oh my God.
I do think that TX's a little spicy.
He
today.
Is spicy as hell. Okay, so this family meeting is already taking longer than I wanted it to. Next, we have to find a person. We tried this once before. Somebody sent us books.
Mm.
We don't know who it is. They sent them to our personal addresses. It was very weird. And all of you who text in and said it was Steve. It wasn't Steve.
It was not. I straight up asked him and he said
yes,
no.
Yes, and it like and Steve would never, I'm sorry. Steve's not that bright. He could have never found TX's address or Aaron's address at her brother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. Mm-hmm. We don't know who that was.
And because it had our real names. It was addressed to our real names too, which he never didn't call us at or anything.
Ever.
Doesn't,
no.
I don't know who it is, but that makes it creepier.
So to add to the mystery, now yesterday we got t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
With Erica's face on them.
Yeah.
And really a quote that's half Erica and half T-Hack.
Yeah.
She said it kind of first. Then T-Hack came back over. What's the quote?
I didn't say it.
You kind
of
did.
It was I gave like, you the face while saying part of it. The quote is, everybody knows that the scent ignites the memory, dumbass.
Yes.
Yeah.
TX definitely added the dumbass. TX added the dumbass to it.
Right.
But like, it's a great shirt.
Yeah.
It is.
We got them in every, we got a few in every size. And you got, you didn't tell us who you are. We can't thank you.
They even ripped their name off the box. Like they yes. want to be anonymous, but I feel like we should be able to say thank you. Tell
I
want to
say
are.
Thank you.
And then the back is like, it's amazing as well. Cause it has all of our names, the Slacker Show, Colorado, like so
like
cool.
in a acrostic poem kind of way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So if it's you, oh, people are going to take credit, but 303-222-5423 text in. We want to thank you. Lastly, we are doing our first kind of public appearance.
Yeah.
Is this our first?
I mean, yeah. we all went, we've gone, we went to Halo, but only for
that's
salespeople.
Not a yeah, that's not
it. We, what have we done? We've been drunk as hell at Ocean Prime, but that doesn't
that
count.
That was the same night.
But we've done that twice.
Twice. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we're going to be at Cherry Creek Arts Festival.
Ooh. Yes, we will.
Day after 4th of July.
Yes. Or we could say July 5th if we wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is no one has plans the day after 4th
no,
of July.
No, you can't say you don't. Yeah.
Right. Like you're not working. You're probably tired. So you just want to go walk around somewhere.
Just yeah. Go. Okay. So, and we're bringing a silent disco with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do All we know ages. The cross streets yet?
Not for the silent disco.
So we're going to throw up some step and repeats, I think.
No, it just says the intersection. Sorry.
We're going to throw up some step and repeats with some 4th of July theme stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hanging out, dancing. TAC may kick one of the DJs off for a minute.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't even know if that's how it works.
Well, I mean, if it's just, yeah. I mean, that's silent discos are normally more than one channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you
it's
can like,
three.
Oh, ooh, I don't like this one. Yeah.
So then we can all get on different channels. Two of us will have to double up. And then everyone there can try to figure out if they're on the same one.
No, I'm
I love
oh,
that.
Oh, we're just dancing.
Oh my gosh, we should do that.
I think that'd be so funny,
but
except
the
I don't dance.
Have
you
colors.
Guys do it. Oh yeah, the headphones do
so
stay like red, blue, green or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it gives it away.
Usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can tell what channel they're on but when you sidle up
it's
next
been
to
years.
Them. So we'd love to have you come join us.
Yeah.
That is from
6 to 8.
6 to 8 mm-hmm. on July 5th.
Yeah, find us, take a picture, say hi. Tell us if you brought the shirts or dropped the shirts off.
Or like, the books.
We want to, yeah, the books.
I'm even open to you telling me that you don't like me. That's fine, too.
In fact, I encourage it.
There's already a line.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. I feel like I already know both T-Hack and Slacker's take on this.
Oh, then maybe we should just leave. Should we leave, T-Hack?
Yeah.
If you already know what we're going to say.
Hold on. I didn't open the break going, T-Hack and Slacker are already going to be wrong about this.
Yeah.
I just said, I think I know where you're going to fall.
One of my favorite things that humans do, and primarily females, the second time when they're called out on something, when they repeat themselves, it's in a completely different tone. Wait. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I know how these guys are going to say. And then the second time, I was just saying, I know how these guys are going to say. Like you say
I don't
it
think
so different.
I entered with defense.
It was completely different. You're like, I already know how two people are.
Okay, well, if I sound like that, we've got a bigger problem.
You definitely do. Have you read the texts? Sorry.
Lately, it's been better. Come on.
Sorry. No, people love you.
So there is a, well, sure. There's a video going viral right now, and it's about a woman who was eating on a flight, which is okay.
Oh my God, is this a tuna lady?
Okay, hold on. Does she have dark hair and like kind of rainbow highlights? Or like there's like blue or purple chunks in it? No,
none of us just can let her talk. We all just gotta go. I saw one.
She okay, because I've seen this video rainbow. Of this woman who gets carried off in a stretcher off of a plane, and I have no idea what happened. So I didn't know if it was this one.
One's eating.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this lady ate on the plane. And
there was like a tuna salad Greek yogurt woman.
This is not her either.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Mm. The no fly list must be long.
Yeah. Well, wait. I don't think she's on the fly list. She simply ate smelly, quote unquote, boiled eggs on a flight.
Okay.
And people are very upset. And I say that I think I know how you two are going to react to this because anytime.
First off, don't let me into TX camp because he's like, I don't love the people eat in the studio, but I'm not militant about it.
Exactly where this was going.
Okay. Oh, we're your little marionettes then? We're just like, okay, go ahead.
No. You know, why don't you take a chill pill, man?
Okay, you're
no,
right.
No, today before the show, I had lunch in here. Aaron walked in and said, that smells delicious. Do not let them say otherwise.
I said, if they say otherwise, they're lying.
Right. And I actually finished it before either of you came in here. So it's fine. Good, but thank you. How would you feel about hard boiled eggs on a flight?
Wildly inappropriate.
Why? I don't know why. And now I'm just noticing it. The word wild is one of my favorite words. And you say it like it's just so wild. Wildly inappropriate. It's inappropriate, but not wildly.
We all agree that that's inappropriate.
I don't think eggs smell that bad.
That's what I was going to say.
Hard-boiled eggs are one of my favorite snacks. I have them often in the fridge at home.
Do you think they always smell? Because like I get the Starbucks protein box or whatever, and there's like
those eggs freak me out.
But they're
I don't like a prepackaged hard-boiled egg. I want to make it
I
myself.
I agree.
Yeah, something about it is slightly.
Oh, you got to let it go. Because the only egg that should freak you out is like when they're on the bar. You guys have never gone to a CD bar like that. Have you ever been to a real dive bar where they have the jar of pickled eggs on? It's like literally eggs floating in. It's like, give me one of them, Tom. And he like puts his hand in and puts a vinegary, nasty, fermentable. And you're like, ugh. But I mean, you.
And you ate that in the studio earlier today? What's
no! I'm so confused. Okay. No, but again, I don't think eggs. I think eggs can smell, but I don't think they always smell.
Also, what about flights where they serve other food? Like, some of that food doesn't look or smell the best, and I can't have a hard-boiled egg? I'm going to start.
Yeah, I would think aren't those longer flights? I've never been on a plane where they serve actual food. I've never been on one. It doesn't have to be a really long flight, like international.
Do you know what's weird? It didn't used to be that way. You would
really?
No, I mean, for the longest time, if you were flying between 4 and 7 o'clock at night, they're going to serve you a little bit of dinner, period. You just got it. And now,
I thought you were going to say 4 and 7 hours.
No, it was like, just depending on what time. And if it was lunch, you'd get a little sandwich or something. There'd be like, it was always nasty food. It was like, you want the beef or chicken? And you're like, ugh.
Neither.
Either one is just slathered in gravy, which I feel like you don't like gravy.
No.
Yeah, you don't put sauces on things.
Yeah, I could do sauce, just not gravy.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't like gravy.
See, like, I think that every time we discuss this, the problem is
T-Hack.
T-Hack.
No, the problem is this woman because you're taking it from she's sitting in her seat on the airplane.
Yes.
You got to go back. You got to go hours and hours and hours back. She's at her home. She's packing for the flight and she's going, I need to bring something. What would a sane person bring? I'll make some deviled eggs and I'll pack them up and hard-boiled eggs. I'll pack them up. I'll do the hour drive to the airport. I'll do the hour wait at TSA. I'll wait another hour in the terminal for my flight.
Maybe,
I'll board the flight for 30 minutes.
Maybe it was a small, she had TSA pre-check and there wasn't a line.
Yeah,
and
okay.
She got
boom, boom, boom,
shot 30 minutes off of that. Then. You're still hours and hours and not at once did you think, other people might not like this. That's what I have an issue with. The complete lack of regard for other people's feelings. You're on a plane that you all share together.
I'm going to bring in hard-boiled eggs and not tell you when and see if you can smell them. Because I really don't think they're that stinky.
I like that idea.
The bad news, we don't work in a plane.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm entering a new era of my life. And oh, I want
to... Don't say the...
What? I'm really hoping this is about Taylor Swift.
Oh, God. This is, yeah.
See, this
there
is,
are words.
This is to get them on my side. You, oh. I know what I'm doing.
He's wearing a friendship okay. bracelet. Are you wearing two friendship bracelets?
No, just one.
No, just one. Okay.
Yeah, just one friend.
Well, it was from Hazel, right?
Yeah, my kids and wife made it yeah. all together.
Why do you sound so disappointed?
That is not playing gosh. Well. Are you about to enter your divorce era? Because you need to like maybe what? Speak a little more nicely about the lovely gifts on
it
your
is,
arm.
No, it is lovely, but it's just like, I don't know. Am I supposed to wear it? All
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it's cute. You do wear it all the time.
I do wear it all the time, but then I feel I don't know. It's just kind of embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Why?
Because I'm a man and I have like pink beads and stuff on my. And but so I feel like anytime you're like, didn't your wife make it for you? And it's like I'm defending it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I will tell you right now. I see you walking around the grocery store like that. The only thing that goes through my head is he has kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Or he's a Swiftie.
That's the other, yeah, because you've asked me that. That was like the first thing you asked me. You're like,
so two for two, like if you were single, you'd be like, I'm going to talk to this guy. Not two for two, one for two. Like, well, you, no, I'm sorry.
No, the kids is first like, one was he has kids, right, which means right. he probably has a wife.
Yeah, but well. If he's not wearing a ring and he's wearing those bracelets, I'm just looking for pro tips on how to pick up women
oh,
in the grocery store.
Oh, maybe throw a bracelet on.
Not all
I still
no.
have my Swiftie bracelets.
Okay,
what
yeah,
do I
good.
Have? I think I have Slacker and I have Reputation, I think.
Are those the ones that I made you?
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah, I would just throw
they're
them
on my nightstand.
I would
where
give
you
them
left
a whirl
them.
Through a Trader Joe's.
No.
I don't know. I'm just feeding the rumor mill.
Okay.
Meal? Oh, God. Anyway, back to you.
My era. So yeah. this is an era that I have been in previously, and I think I'm going to revisit it and maybe lock it in for the rest of my life. I, for the first time in a long time, I took a t-shirt. I got a pair of scissors.
You cut the sleeves off.
Oh.
And I cut the sleeves off.
Let's go.
Cut off. Now.
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Thank you.
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Okay, see, we're already getting.
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Yes, that's it.
Today, I was doing yard work or whatever, and I pulled my sleeves up, and my daughter came up. She's like, gave me a high five. She's like, sun's out, guns out. And I was like. Oh my God, I immediately got on Amazon and looked at like Nike, but there's something cooler about,
yes.
Like I looked at the ones.
Don't mm-hmm. wear a man tank top.
No, what
unless
do you mean?
Unless like, you cut the sleeves off.
But when you cut the sleeves off, sometimes you get that, the one where it's like, mm-hmm. I have an Exotico tequila one that's just basically like draping fabric over my stomach and back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Please don't ever wear that around me.
I do yard work in it.
Yeah. One, in high school, as a basketball player, we'd cut off our shirts all the time. And then it became, you'd basically be the neck. You'd cut it right there. And it would be like.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
just barely held on.
You'd be as revealing as you could be as low as you could be because you're trying to show off. Now, I'm not doing that. But this is, I felt great. I felt sun's out, guns out. I felt, I'm always hot. So this is great. And I feel like I'm back in my youth. But on the other hand, the look Erica gave, it's real. There's something about a cutoff. It's you're so close. You're teetering on the edge of looking really cool. Pedro Pascal just went viral mm-hmm. with his cutoff. I don't look like that.
Doesn't matter.
Just
doesn't
to,
matter.
Just
doesn't matter.
It's to be about, fair, not a lot of muscle going on Pedro Pascal.
That's what I'm saying. When he did that and everybody's like.
He has a good amount.
No,
you
but you came in like,
again.
Oh. Like,
yeah,
the Pedro. She,
I think about that photo every day.
You made weird sounds and I'm like, what are you. He's
got fine arms, but he's not like jacked.
He's not jacked.
I mean, he's not Chris Hemsworth, but he's still fine.
Oh my God. So can T-Act, will you wear to work? Are you asking if
well,
your era can.
Because it's so close, it also looks. Kind of trashy. It looks almost trashy. And I don't know which side
it's
I fall
it's not almost trashy. It's completely trashy, but just embrace
okay,
it.
Okay.
Like, so oh, just grab onto the trash.
Well,
like, float around in the Pacific.
They
oh,
have the
look at me.
Cutoffs where trash. They're not as inward. They're, it's still like maybe mid-shoulder
nope.
where I think those
nope.
are a little less trashy
nope,
of what
nope,
you're
nope.
describing.
Nope.
I'm still, hey, Mr. No over there,
nope.
calm down.
He's got it. You got to cut it.
No, it yep. doesn't have to be that. Oh, yeah. But. I am pro suns out, guns out. I have also been wearing a lot of tanks.
Ooh.
But you're a girl. You're allowed.
Yeah. Girls can wear tanks. There's not a lot the girls get to do that men can't do. So
jorts. We can't wear jorts anymore. You guys still can.
T-Hack pretty. Wore jorts like last week. And yes, we made
I know,
fun
and
of
I
him.
Need
oh,
to
go. Oh, no!
He's wearing
jorts.
Give me the scissors.
Wait. I used to date a guy who would wear a lot of tank tops.
Oh, no, tank like a wife beater?
Not wife beaters, but like cut off and basketball jerseys just on dates. I got a lot of grief about that in my early 20s.
I'm a jersey guy too.
Yeah.
Go on.
Here's the deal.
Do you wear shirts under the jersey?
No.
See, okay. That defeats the purpose. Yeah. He's trying to get air on the pits. He's trying to get like...
Yeah, I don't know if I need to see like anyone's pits at work.
Here's the thing. He's happily married.
Yeah, probably okay.
He's not trying to chum the water. You're not trying to attract anyone.
So
be comfy, buddy.
My wife does like it.
Oh, she likes it.
But I feel it. It's like if I wear the cutoff with swim trunks and flip flops, it leans a little trashier to me.
I wouldn't wear that to work. I don't have a pool here.
Where would you wear that?
Like around the house, and then maybe
that's fine.
We go to lunch or something. I'm not gonna change a shirt. I'll just leave it on.
Wait, is there a drive-through?
Of course. Yeah, that's me.
Are we going to dinner? Are we going out on a date in these tanks?
Well, that's. I guess that. Can I do that? Can I pull it off? As a happily married.
I wouldn't. Yeah. And it's not you. It's all men.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've been thinking about doing something, but it might impede with my job.
Hold on. We're getting a lot of texts saying thank you. Just kidding.
Hey, the hate has really decreased lately. Thanks, everyone. I'm really opening myself up to a lot of hate texts right now, but that's fine.
303-222-5423. Her name is Erica with a C.
Down to be roasted. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
we should do a roast. Sorry. That just reminded me.
And then everyone will be like, she's so annoying. She only talks about her wedding.
Yeah, it'll all be
her dog is really not that cute, even though he is.
Your dog is the cutest dog. Anybody who does that, I have issue.
I was stalking her on Instagram yesterday and saw the pictures of when you brought Swanson home. He was like the size of a kidney bean.
That was when we met him.
Oh, okay.
And then when we brought him home, he was still so small. So small.
He literally could fit in one hand. Yeah. He was so tiny.
That's how my fiance was the one who picked him. He curled up on his like chest area and he said, I think this is our dog.
Aww.
What are you laughing about?
It's just funny the way you said that's when we met him. You're like, Swanson, Erica.
I was laughing that she thinks she's annoying for talking about her wedding and her dog, and guess what she's doing right now?
But I brought it up to
be
fair.
Does anyone want to know anything else about my wedding?
Yeah, let's talk about your wedding. Let's talk about.
No, the thing that I'm thinking about doing.
Oh, God.
Is taking a break from social media.
Ooh.
I've been extra anxious lately. And I think it's too much consumption of wedding content generally social media as it is.
So do you think that what would that mean for the show? Because you post some of our content. You and Aaron are really kind of like the queens of content. Mm. T-Hack, I do nothing.
T-Hack does lots of stories.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I know you do show stuff, but do you contribute? Like, I guess you put your personal stuff up there.
Yeah, I can always do more. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty healthy mentally, so I got to do more, I think.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
So, but would you just quit? Like, you want to go cold turkey? I don't think you can go cold turkey.
I don't know if I could go cold turkey, and I think I would.
Could you limit yourself to, like, 5 minutes a day to do, if you wanted to do the show?
5 minutes?
Yeah, do the show stuff and then be done.
I could try.
Yeah.
There's no way no one can get on social media for 5 minutes.
No, it would be going on, posting what I need to post and getting off.
Yeah. The 12 hours where TikTok didn't exist, my mental health was so much better.
And I missed it.
Yeah.
But you're right.
How do you...
I'm spending, like, when I get my notifications about screen time, right? You know, on Sundays, your phone goes, boop, you've had this much screen time. I mean, I'm at like 7 hours a day. It's too much.
Mm.
How bad is yours, Aaron?
And did you look and it's all that?
Oh, what's the other option? Text messages?
Like when you're in your thing, I think you can click on it and say it'll tell you like what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
See all apps and website activity.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh. All right, I feel good.
Oh, actually, my greatest amount of time is spent on messages. Because I'm texting people a lot.
I thought it was gonna be her doggy camera.
Wait, it doesn't show me.
It's probably just one of the apps. Does anybody want to guess what my screen time is on a daily basis?
Daily basis.
Well, it says the daily average, yeah. Who do we think? We do this every once in a while. In this room, who has the lowest daily average?
Daily average
of screen time.
I think it'd be T-Hack.
Mine's down this week.
It might be me, I think. Mine's actually, I think it's kind of high this week because my wife's been out of town, so I've been on it more.
You've been bored?
Yeah.
Or you've been looking
at it? Don't you have kids?
I've been bored.
Your wife's
out of town. Oh my God, where are you?
You're like, my wife is out of town and I'm bored.
The kids, that was it. She said something before she left.
You're so insane.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Oh, man. Okay, so you're not proud of your screen time.
What did you say? No, you already said yours, right?
Well,
it's
no.
An eight-ish?
It was seven, but I'm down this week, average.
Ooh. Okay.
It's also only, you know, not the weekend. Yeah. So
okay.
I've got time to make up.
The weekend, I think, is where I get destroyed.
Go.
You want me to go? I'm at 3 hours, 44 minutes.
Jesus H.
And that's high, I think.
Aaron?
Mine's up 11% from last week, and it's 4 hours, 43 minutes.
Well, that's very healthy.
Oh, does it show you? Where's the change?
If you clicked on the thing.
It's just right next to it for me.
Oh, so my
oh, it's
current
updating.
Okay. Is, my current is 5 hours, 17 minutes. You're the highest.
Can you take?
No!
Oh my God!
11 hours and 53 minutes.
How?
It's the hub.
You ruin everything.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about parenting gone wrong.
Oh,
Slacker, what'd you do?
It's not me. It's stupid. No, okay, it could be me.
And I've got a story that is a big kitchen disaster, but. It's so much worse than you think.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story's out of Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
A boat.
Wisconsin, eh?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh.
Well, apartment building almost burned down thanks to a chef in the building. Your face.
Were?
A chef in the building, aka a resident.
Okay.
Was just trying to cook a turkey. The problem is they actually soaked the turkey in tequila.
As one would.
Prior to putting the tequila marinated entire turkey into the oven. This is a real recipe that you can Google search, by the way.
Tequila soaked turkey.
They had to call 911. The turkey had only been in the oven for 8 minutes. Firefighters showed up, used a thermal camera to check the oven. Opened the door and blue flames came flying out, which is blue is the hottest flame. I don't know if you know that, Slacker. There was so much booze in the bird that it basically was explosive.
Oh my gosh.
Pro tip.
Yep.
Tequila turkey's a no-go.
Wouldn't try it at home.
Okay. Thank you for that.
My story is out of Washington.
Oh, eh?
No.
D.C. or?
Washington State.
Okay.
Washington.
Okay, Washington there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a man, he got into a disagreement with his father. They were at his father's house.
Okay.
And the son said, I know how we can settle this.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed the chainsaw.
Oh, my God.
As one does.
Yep.
Dad.
Yeah, you can't leave that stuff around kids.
Oh.
He was a fully grown man, though. I should clarify. started chasing his father around the driveway, wielding the chainsaw.
What? Could you imagine? You're the neighbor, and you're like, oh, there he goes again with the chainsaw.
What?
They're bonding.
Wow.
Yeah. The deputies responded. They had to use a beanbag shotgun to disable the suspect with the chainsaw.
What is a beanbag shotgun?
It's just a shotgun, but instead of it shooting like
bullets,
it shoots little beanbaggy things.
Yeah.
So it just knocks you on your butt. Probably knocks the chainsaw out of your hands, is what
I'm
guessing.
They're great in breweries when you're running beanbags. Thankfully, neither the father nor the officers were injured. The suspect is facing charges. He's hospitalized and he's under the sheriff's watch.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because did the chainsaw fall on him when the beanbag hit him?
We don't have that information.
All right.
Do we have that information?
No, everyone's fine. So
okay, everybody's fine. Yay!
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.